Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:14, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, kind of zipping along. Boy, this day's just been going quick.
Really they do.
Okay, it's dark, a little bit of light rain out there. Roads are slippery. Be careful when you're heading home. But thanks a lot for sharing the ride with us. We appreciate jumping in that car of yours. Have you been wondering, we've lost contact here for a while, why hasn't the U.S. United States begun its voyage to the port of Mobile? You know, this is the ship they're going to sink off of Destin, and it is sitting at the port of Philadelphia. The way that we understand this, and I was speaking to a port official, the plans are still in place to sink the ship and turn it into the world's largest artificial reef right there off the coast of Destin. Let me frame the story under logistical details and procedures, if you will, because that's where it's coming from. Spokesperson Nick Tomachek saying a new date for the trip has not yet been set. On Friday, Coast Guard authorities say they're still waiting on documentation from Okaloosa County if the SS United States is still at Pier 82 in Philadelphia after December 12th. Get this one, Austin. A $100,000 penalty will be issued per the purchasing agreement. Cost of that ship's just going about to go up if they're still in port at the 12th.
It certainly sounds like it. Man, already 6:16 here. Let me get to this traffic and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off of your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. Alrighty, looking at the roads here, very smooth sailing evening. As Chris mentioned, it was a damp day today. It's going to be even wetter tomorrow, so continue staying safe out there on the roads. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway still if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, but outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees, mostly cloudy out there. Going to be a rainy evening with a low of 66. Tomorrow, once again, rainy Tuesday, high of 75, low of 47.
6:17, News Radio 92.3, social media app TikTok fighting a potential ban. Here's Lillian Wu.
Short-form video app TikTok and its parent company, Chinese-based ByteDance, are pushing back against a potential ban, asking an appeals court to temporarily block a law that would require ByteDance to divest TikTok by January 19th or face a ban. The injunction, if granted, would allow the app to continue operating until the Supreme Court makes a decision whether to hear the appeal. TikTok in a court filing warning that U.S. small businesses and social media creators would lose $1.3 billion in revenue and earnings in just 1 month if the app is effectively shut down. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, one of our top stories here nationally, President-elect Trump says he still plans to levy tariffs against America's trading partners. In an interview with NBC News that aired over the weekend, Trump said heavy tariffs will be imposed against nations like Mexico, Canada, and China. Asked about concerns that tariffs would increase prices for American consumers, Trump said he can't guarantee anything.
Well, Citizens Insurance President and CEO Tim Ceriero saying Florida's property insurance market continuing to recover. The number of Floridians insured by Citizens fell below 1 million last month and expected to drop to about 907,000 by the end of the year. Numbers going down, looking much better there. We spoke about Oxford University defining the, was it brain rot? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay, brain. Well, there's another dictionary company announcing its word of the year. Here's Fox's Chris Foster.
In a year with another contentious presidential election and disagreements about issues large and small on social media, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary's word of the year is polarization, strong disagreement between opposing factions or groups. Other words in the Merriam-Webster top 10, demur, fortnight, totality, resonate, elision. That's when a moving object hits a fixed object, not a collision when both things are moving. Also, weird, cognitive, pander, and democracy. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Alrighty, 6:19 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Florida representatives introducing a bill to prevent radioactive materials from being used to build roads. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
You've got a Pepto predicament, Festive Feaster.
Who wants another slice of Grammy's famous pumpkin pie?
I do.
I do not. I think I need to lay down for a minute.
You overdid it on all the family favorites, and now your stomach's throwing a Yuletide tantrum. Undo it with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto Chewables provide fast 5-symptom relief, so you can get back to the feast and the festivities.
Who's ready for some games?
When you overdo it, undo it with Pepto. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It won't be too long, it'll be going under. Can you save me from this? Cause it's not my time, I'm not going. There's a fear of me.
It's Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Monday afternoon, it's a wet one. Drive safely if you're heading home, and thanks a lot for letting us jump in that car with you today. Do appreciate that. Hey, do you want to retire your U.S. flag? You find that thing being a little worn now, and you want to maybe do a replacement on this thing? Well, Pennair Credit Union is presenting its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. The program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. Just bring those flags to any Pennair branch to ensure flags are retired with honor. Now, that's something. Get yourself a new American flag for Christmas.
Right, absolutely.
And replace it. Take it over to Pennair. They'll take care of it with honors.
Yes, and I think
that's great stuff.
Oh, no, it absolutely is, because it's something that people do deal with, you know.
Yeah.
I've heard other people, because I was talking to you off air, Chris, about how, you know, some people, I think we were talking about more about a serving size in this country. People say, man, you know, so some of y'all eat some pretty hefty meals around here. But if you are not in America, they say some people just, when it comes to their house-to-house neighborhoods and all that, you don't really see as their nation's flags just sprouted up everywhere.
Right.
And in America, you have that. So, yeah, it's very it's very important that we do have a place to send those flags honorably.
And a place to respect the flag.
Absolutely. All righty, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads. That has been the story all afternoon. Still have some backups on Navarre Parkway in front of Hurlburt Field, but outside of that, there's nothing much. As for the weather, setting it around 71 degrees here, low of 66 tonight. Is going to be rainy this evening, heading into your Tuesday, about an 80 to 100% chance of rain throughout Tuesday, high of 75, low of 47.
It's a good thing. I don't know if you ever see my briefcase. I always carry that little umbrella with me.
As you should around here.
You just don't know. Hey, another huge weekend for Moana 2 at the weekend box office. Kevin Uretsky has more.
The Walt Disney animated feature Moana 2 remains at the top of the box office in its second week in theaters, adding another $52 million to its total. It's made $300 million domestically and more than $600 million worldwide, surpassing the original.
Moana!
Little sis!
Fix it!
You were gone forever.
It was 3 days.
Second place goes to Wicked, which pulled in $34.9 million in its third week. The movie, starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, is a film adaptation of the popular Broadway stage musical. Gladiator 2 rounds out the top three films, bringing home $12.5 million this week. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And I mentioned this before the break. Florida Representatives Maxwell Frost and Sheila Sherfalus McCormick are introducing a bill to prevent radioactive materials from being used to build roads. The chemical at issue is phosphogypsum. Dr. Rachel Silverstein is the waterkeeper in Miami, and she says the chemical is dangerous and could cause cancer. The state of Florida already allows the material to be used for road construction thanks to a law signed last year by Governor Ron DeSantis.
All right, we're getting ready for the – I'm looking at the Pensacola Parade Saturday. It's Saturday night, I believe it is, downtown.
The Pensacola Parade is, Saturday night.
Saturday night. I'm ready for that one. I was just seeing some B-roll and how exciting that parade is.
Yep.
Glad to be in that one. You see a lot, so many people you see in those parades, which is very cool. I had a great time at the Milton Parade, manning my left rear wheel of the boxcar.
While you and I were walking through the parade, we were keeping track of the Georgia-Texas score.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then dodging and getting all coughed up in all the snow.
Yeah, yeah. There was
stuff was like blowing right back at us.
Yeah, Cat Country with the snowmaker.
Yeah, Brent Lane, you heard him say, "You wanted the snow?" I said, oh, here we go again. Two commonly used solvents that you may use in your home, kind of dangerous here. They've been linked to cancer, are now officially banned. This is good stuff. Jeff Monasco has more.
The solvents known as trichloroethylene, or TCE, and perchloroethylene, or PERC, are used in cleaners, spot removers, lubricants, glue, and automotive care products. The Environmental Protection Agency now banning the solvents in favor of safer alternatives. The government agency not saying why dangerous chemicals were allowed in common household products in the first place. Both are known to cause several types of cancers. The move ahead of the incoming Trump administration's pick of Robert Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of Health, who's promised to rid the country of poisons in products we use and eat. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I want to give you another reminder that today is Green Monday, and it's considered one of the last shopping days to guarantee online purchases arriving in time for Christmas. And, of course, we've always heard from Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. She's always warning you about scams and stuff to look out for. Well, she's now warning the porch pirates themselves, saying that they can expect to face third-degree felony charges if the items they swipe from doorsteps are worth more than $40. And that's because state lawmakers enhanced porch pirate penalties this past legislative session. And she recommends online shoppers schedule deliveries around when people are home or have them shipped to secure locations.
Yeah, that price range is $40 to $750. If it falls between there, you're in trouble. That's the bottom line there. Hey, let me give you some dates. You brought it up, and I want to kind of touch on this, Austin. Be prepared to pay more this holiday season for shipping prices. Yeah, they're going to be higher than ever. It's important not to wait much longer. Let me give you some deadlines so you can get in action here. December 13th is the deadline to ship using FedEx Ground Economy. December 18th is the cutoff for USPS Ground Advantage Service. December 19th is the last day for USPS Priority Mail Service. Also the 19th, it's also the last day for UPS 3-day select. And for UPS ground deadlines, they're saying at this point, check with UPS to make sure you get it right.
Absolutely. And Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is out of power. He fled the country over the weekend as rebel groups took over the capital of Damascus. Yesterday, Russia's foreign ministry said the president resigned and the Kremlin confirmed it granted him asylum.
Okay. Just very interesting here. Scambia commissioners all set to discuss a technology policy. They're doing some changes over here that would govern commissioners' use of internet communications. The BOCC will discuss the policy at their meeting on Thursday. If the draft policy is approved, commissioners won't be able to have a social media presence, a blog, or similar communications for county business. Mm. County business would be limited to the old-fashioned email.
the good old days.
It used to be the fast, put it on email. Now, text, go. You know, instant. Well, that's the way it's playing out. I don't know how the commissioners feel about this.
I mean, in this day and age, they probably aren't crazy about it.
I wouldn't think so either, especially limited to email, because I sometimes have a hard time, and this is true, accessing my email account.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A suspect in the Manhattan murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is being held without bail. After a court appearance in Altoona, Pennsylvania, Fox's Alexis McAdams has more.
His name is Luigi Mangione. He does not have a lawyer. They've contacted his family, and they're also working to compare two DNA swabs.
Mangione was recognized by a McDonald's employee who called police. A jury has acquitted Marine veteran Daniel Penny on all charges in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a New York City subway last year. Fox's CB Cotton has reaction.
While Penny smiled in the courtroom after learning his fate, Jordan Neely's family sobbed. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office weighing in, saying the jury has now spoken. At the Manhattan DA's office, we deeply respect the jury process and we respect their verdict.
The family of Neely says they plan on filing a wrongful death lawsuit against Penny. America's listening to Fox News.
Your money now. Well, experts are predicting the holiday shopping season to be a record-breaking one this year. On the flip side, retailers are also expected to process a record number of returns. A recent report put out by the National Retail Federation, along with return management company Happy Returns, says that they're expecting returns to hit 17% of all merchandise sales. That could total nearly $900 billion in return merchandise. Last year, the return rate was 15% for a total of $743 billion. And the report also noted that returns hit annual highs during the holiday season. And it's the end of the road for Taylor Swift. Well, at least for now, the mega pop superstar wrapping up her record-breaking Eras Tour, one that set a Guinness World Record. Reports say that Swift swept up nearly 10.1 million ticket sales to the tune of $2.1 billion. Swift also reportedly giving crew members nearly $200 million in bonuses. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower today, and that is your money now.
If you're living with...
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Georgia Bulldogs have been vulnerable all year long, and even after Carson Beck got injured, they still found a way to win the SEC championship game. The Kansas City Chiefs have also been vulnerable all year long, and are still somehow 12-1. We can keep on saying these teams are vulnerable, but will anyone be able to actually beat these teams when it matters? Because if not now, then when? I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. On the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the collapse of the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria, what this means for the future, and what we ought to remember about the recent past in this century, going back as far as the red line failure of President Barack Obama, and who really gets the blame or the credit for all of these developments. Also began a series talking about Lakeview and mental health with Dr. David Josephs. That's airing at 6:35 every morning. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over Tennessee's ban on sex change procedures for minors. This is the lawyer representing Tennessee, and then Sonia Sotomayor.
And the question of how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, Counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk, even taking aspirin.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. NFL football tonight. Didn't want
Indeed.
You to forget about this. Cincinnati at Dallas. They will be playing this in the dome condition, so we won't have to worry about weather conditions on this one. I think Cincinnati's going to kind of command this game tonight. What do you think?
I think so. As I said, the quarterback issue is going to be a problem. We had talked about it last, I think it was last hour, talking about how Cincinnati's offense has just been really high-powered. They played the Steelers tough. They played the Ravens tough twice, I believe. And the Cowboys have just really stunk. I think the Bengals, to put it simply, they look better than their record implies. I think Dallas looks exactly as bad as their record implies.
All right. As an NFL quarterback who will not be facing further discipline following an investigation into allegations of sexual assault, you know we're talking about Mr. Watson there in Cleveland is who we're talking about.
Yes.
Tony Giurato has more on the report.
The NFL has closed its review of the latest sexual assault allegations against Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson and will not discipline him. A league spokesperson releasing a statement saying that the matter is closed, adding that there was, quote, insufficient evidence to support a finding of a violation of the personal conduct policy. The allegations came from a lawsuit filed in September accusing Watson of sexually assaulting a woman at her apartment while on a date in Houston in 2020. The lawsuit was settled in October. The 29-year-old Browns quarterback was previously suspended 11 games by the league in 2022 after more than two dozen women accused him of sexual assault and inappropriate conduct during massage therapy sessions. Watson has denied the allegations. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Does this mean Jameis is out?
Here's Jameis's problem. I don't know. I think the Browns are not, especially this deep into the season, they are not any worse off at QB. With Winston in or with him out. I think he can be great and he can put up some numbers. The problem is he's just very inconsistent. He's kind of like Kirk Cousins. Talked about Kirk Cousins. Right. We talked about him earlier this afternoon. He reminds me a lot of Kirk Cousins when it comes to just the flightiness.
Yeah, and I will tell you, Jameis has a problem of overshooting people. He's still throwing those high balls.
He's got a lot of juice on those balls.
He really does. Congratulations. Let me jump this in here. NAIA Women's Soccer Champs, ninth-seeded Bees of SCAD Savannah, Georgia, won the title today, took home the big trophy on that. They played the Seahawks of Kaiser, Florida. They won the game in overtime. So congratulations to the ladies from Georgia.
And speaking of some Florida football action, but we're going to go in a different football direction, Camping World Stadium in Orlando will play host to three upcoming bowl games to cap off the 2024 college football season. Of course, we had the playoff announced yesterday, but also the bowl games. So December 20th is the Cure Bowl featuring MAC champion Ohio University versus Conference USA champs Jacksonville State. The 2024 Pop-Tarts Bowl will be held December 28th, featuring 18th-ranked Iowa State versus the 13th-ranked Miami Hurricanes. And then to wrap up the Orlando Bowl season, it'll be the 2024 Citrus Bowl, between 20th-ranked Illinois and 15th-ranked South Carolina on New Year's Eve.
6:41, 19 away from 7, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon sip it along on us. If you are driving home this afternoon, be extra careful. The roads are wet and they'll be very slippery. So just take that under consideration when driving to the house tonight. Make a shelter animal's life a little happier during the holidays. Wolfgang Pensacola hosting their third annual Christmas toy drive. This is for residents at the Escambia Animal Shelter. We're talking about the pets here. The furry friends at the shelter. Wolfgang staff is collecting new fleece blankets, toys, and treats for more than 300 dogs and cats who could really use some love and companionship this time of year. Want to help them out? Here's a few drop-off locations. Perfect Plain Brewing Company, Intermission, Play Pensacola, Wisteria Tavern, and Pensacola Bay Brewery. This year's drive is underway and will continue through December 20th. Bad toys to avoid. And giving your pets this Christmas. Remember this, plastics, jerky, and rope toys. Don't do it. Very dangerous for the pets.
All right, 6:41 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. You know what, around this time, we're starting to make the segue from sports onto some more business headlines, so to speak. Well, I think this is a perfect headline where they intersect. Star outfielder Juan Soto signing the richest deal in the history of professional sports. Now, listen, you can always talk about how, oh my gosh, these athletes, they just make so much money. When people say that, when people complain about that, they are talking about MLB players.
Yeah, absolutely.
Baseball players are always the poster children for just drowning in dough. Get this. Multiple reports say Soto has agreed to a record-breaking 15-year, $765 million contract with the New York Mets. The deal reportedly includes a player option after 5 years for the 26-year-old slugger, where the annual value of the contract could exceed $55 million a year.
Sucker born every day.
I mean, that is just unbelievable.
And look at the TV ratings for baseball. I think they're below Nickelodeon now. No ratings. I mean, the ratings are just.
Hey, SpongeBob's booming this time of year.
Well, deplorable because where the markets where they are up, they have a team. Yeah. In other words, there's local representation there, local interest. Other than that, forget it. It's just not there. Hey, group of New Jersey mayors are demanding answers as mysterious drones continue to fly over parts of New Jersey, calling out law enforcement agencies for taking a reactive approach instead of a proactive approach. Listen, they got to need to get a hold of this stuff. Remember when the balloon flew across the country?
I do.
Last year from China?
Yeah.
And they let the whole thing just cross the country, take all the pictures they wanted to take of all of our military installations. Then they shot the darn thing down once it crossed over in the water. Come on. Somebody's got to be driving this boat. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Morristown, New Jersey.
Governor Murphy did say the state is taking any threat that the drones may or may not pose, quote, deadly seriously. Mayors are asking him for information. Earlier today in Princeton, New Jersey, he said he's asking the federal government for answers.
I was on with the White House and
Homeland Security leadership literally at the very top yesterday, for pretty much all day. I'm hoping we'll get answers sooner than later. I would just ask folks to continue to let the FBI or their local law enforcement know when they see something. And we'll continue to do everything we can with our federal partners to get clearer answers.
The FAA continues its temporary flight restrictions over Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster and the Picatinny Arsenal military base in northern New Jersey.
Here's a story, Austin, that I feel sorry for a lot of local businesses. And this is the businesses that got damaged, knocked out of business due to Hurricane Sally. This whole thing here. But I couldn't believe this. A panel of Escambia Circuit judges issued a final judgment to dismiss more than 300 lawsuits filed against construction giant Skanska. After reviewing the amended claims, the judges on Thursday granted Skanska's motion for summary judgment and dismissal of the case. Those folks are out of bucks. Or out of business. One of the two. Nothing there.
Wow. All right. 6:45.
You got to feel for them. These are small business owners.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, especially the local family-owned businesses, very upsetting. 6:45 here, getting another quick check of the roads and weather. The only spot we had some issues was on Navarre Parkway. If you were traveling westbound passing the Hurlburt Field, that had been giving us a problem for whatever reason, but very happy to report that it has cleared out. As for the weather, we're still sitting at around 71 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Very high chances of showers bleeding into your Tuesday, and it will be a very damp Tuesday. High of 75, low of 47.
6:46, News Radio 92.3, social media platform Reddit, unveiling a new AI feature. This is interesting. Lillian Wu's in.
Reddit is launching a new AI-powered search tool called Reddit Answers to help people find information based on users' posts. The tool is essentially a chatbot, and it responds to queries by generalizing responses and showing links to its sources. It gets its information directly from Reddit, which means users can skip Google and get information directly from the source. This is the social news and forum website looks to increase user interactions and keep users on the site longer. Reddit Answers rolling out on a limited number of U.S. accounts in English for iOS and desktop users. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And every hour, try to get you your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks closing lower ahead of key inflation data. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 240 points to 44,401. The S&P 500 lost 37 points to 60,052. And the NASDAQ dropped 123 points to 19,736.
Okay, parrot heads, your dream of getting that personalized license plate is quickly dimming. I'm telling you, interest in the Margaritaville specialty license plate the Florida legislature approved this year to honor Jimmy Buffett. Not doing so well at the DMV. You might want to hurry. New specialty plates in Florida must get at least 3,000 pre-sales before the first one comes off the press, and there is a limited time to do it. As of November 25th, 1,589 of the Margarita plates pre-sales have been bought since it went on sale October the 1st. Interested parrot heads need to buy 1,411 more to get the plates made. So that was my guilt trip for the evening for parrot heads.
All right.
I bought mine. I pre-sold mine. I already pre-sold it. Yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm just waiting for the other 1,400 fans to step up and get the plate. I can get my plate.
All right.
What's up, parrot heads?
The number of Americans who believe health care coverage is the federal government's responsibility is rising. A Gallup poll released today found 62% of Americans think the federal government is responsible for ensuring everyone has coverage. That's the highest mark in more than a decade. In 2013, a record low of 42% of Americans felt that way. It reached its peak in 2006 at 69%. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that this is a rising issue. I'll tell you this, something else that has definitely played a role in this new uptick probably has to be people around my age, the Gen Zers. It probably has to be around, you know, because they're now getting older and they are being in positions where they've got to, you know, they're not under mommy and daddy's hand anymore. They've got to grow up, do this stuff themselves.
Oh,
and
so they're 40 years old now, aren't they?
And they're seeing, you know, and they're seeing the financial situation where it is, like, because we've heard that as well. You made a joke just there, but it actually does remind me.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it actually does remind me of a real statistic. They're talking about more people staying with their parents longer because of financial instability or whatever. And it's like when you have stuff like that, there's a lot of people my age saying, hey, you know, what's going on? So that's definitely playing a role in this new shift.
As a parent of a 26-year-old, I welcome Tyler. I'm talking about Tyler to come into the house, you know. I don't have any restrictions. Oh, it's going to cost you or anything like that. I'm just happy I have the darn kid in my house.
Right.
That's all I'm happy about.
I'm just happy to be included.
just happy he's hanging around, you know. But I do know, man, it's a rough time for a lot of these young people.
Right.
Because they can't afford a new house. They can't afford making some of these – because the pay leverage is so doggone let's say not fair. Is that okay?
One-sided, yeah.
Yeah, but watching it, just absolutely watching it I really feel for your age group. I really, it's rough.
To hear that.
It is rough out there. It is really rough out there.
Tough luck, kid. You're going to need it.
Yeah, well, hey, tough luck, kid. You're going to need it. Country star bringing the honky tonk to the tour. Fox's
all right.
Michelle Polino cranks it up.
John Party will bring his Honky Tonk Hollywood Tour to 16 cities across North America in 2025, kicking it off April 25th in Lubbock, Texas. The singer will get support on the tour from Corey Kent and Cassie Ashton, and he will make stops in Evansville, Indiana, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Idaho Falls, Idaho, before wrapping it up June 21st in Bend, Oregon. Party's most recent album, Merry Christmas from John Party, was released last year, but earlier this year, he released the Luke Bryan collaboration, Cowboys and Plowboys, as well as Friday Night Heartbreaker. Tickets are on sale now. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we will continue with the country music artist theme because Morgan Wallen's got a case that will be presented to a Tennessee grand jury soon. Uh-oh.
He may stop throwing things off a roof, huh?
I would recommend it. Yes. Can't speak for him, but I wish I could. Got details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Lacrosse, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, and make this holiday season one to remember.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Todd with Frontier Motors wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Mars Shandy with Burns Estate Planning and wishing you guys a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't text and drive.
This is Kaylee from Wave Men's Health wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Kimberly Blair with Florida Power and Light in Pensacola. We want to wish you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
two times.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in that festive Christmas mood tonight.
Yes, tis the season.
You got that green and red scarf on. Looking good.
Yeah.
While we're in the Christmas motif of things, the TSA has a naughty or nice list for holiday travelers bearing presents. I know where this is going. Teresa Crowley has the details.
If you don't want your careful Christmas wrapping to become airport agent unwrapping, TSA with some tips how to get through security checkpoints unscathed. First, TSA tells Fox Digital, if there's an alarm called on checked or carry-on bags, TSA has to be able to see what caused it, so the agent must unwrap the item for inspection. Simple solution, use gift bags instead. TSA's website warns the Grinch may visit you at the checkpoint and take away your snow globe if it contains over 3.4 ounces of liquid, about tennis ball sized. You can stow it in your checked bag. Electronic gifts are okay in the carry-on. Check your airline for special drone rules. No loose lithium batteries in checked bags. Don't want a fire in the hold. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
See, that's a good thing. You and I are working, so we don't have to worry about getting on those flights.
Yeah, but what's up with the snow globe restrictions?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I thought this was a free country. What are we doing here? 6:55 here.
They we'll don't get, like snow globes.
I guess not. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather here for you. Let's see what we got. All righty. It's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. That appears to still be the case now. If you're dealing with any problems on the roads, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, still sitting at around 71 degrees here. It's going to be a low of 66 tonight. Very high chances of showers bleeding in through tonight into your Tuesday morning. And Tuesday as a whole will be very rainy as well, probably wetter than today overall. Tuesday's high, 75. The low, 47.
You know, I will tell you this past weekend, I wrote a little to-do list, and on that to-do list, it said Christmas shop. I kind of blew that off and went to the online method of doing Christmas shopping this year. Of course, you know, holiday season's time for joy, family, celebration, but it can also wreak havoc on your finances. Here's a few tips to help you enjoy the holidays without blowing up that budget. The first step is to establish clear spending limits. The limits are everything. You know, they may look enticing to you. Well, don't buy into it.
Right.
Just don't keep everything in perspective. And don't forget, one of the simplest yet most effective ways to avoid overspending is to pay with cash.
Yeah.
That'll do it every time.
All righty. Now we know.
And now you know.
All right, mentioned this before break when we were touching on some of the country music stuff earlier. Morgan Wallen's chair-throwing case will be presented to a Tennessee grand jury. The CMA Entertainer of the Year is accused of tossing a chair off the rooftop of Eric Church's Nashville bar, Chiefs, back in April, and it narrowly missed some Metro Nashville police officers who were standing on the ground below. Quick side note, I cannot think of someone worse to almost hit with a chair than a police officer.
I'm with you on that one.
That's quite incriminating. Wallen is now charged with reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct, and attorneys for the singer are set to appear in court tomorrow.
I wonder who told him. I'm sure he let that thing fly off the roof, he wasn't looking over, so he just probably just threw it over there. Can you imagine somebody saying, uh-oh?
Well, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, God forbid, or thank God, rather,
he didn't hit somebody. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, look, you just want the truth. And this is not Austin as the journalist talking. It's just Austin as the guy. Morgan Wallen, I've heard enough about him to know he's not the sharpest tool in the shed. He's got to get, whatever his issue is, he's got to get it together. I mean, because his fame's only going to get him so far if he's making mistakes like that.
All right. We not pushing the cold weather fact too much right now because the warmer temperatures have brought in the rain. But I will guarantee you probably by Thursday, Friday, something like that, temperatures will start to change, get a little bit cooler. Well, as the cold temperatures move into our area, just remember the four P's: pets, people, pipes, and plants.
Yes.
Keep the pets indoors as much as possible. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave those faucets dripping to prevent frozen, busted pipes. Air temperature below 30 degrees will also result in damage to sensitive crops and plants. So it's a pretty good idea to cover outdoor plants or bring those potted plants inside.
Alrighty.
And just a little bit of help for you.
Oh, yeah. No, that is stuff you always got to consider when it gets colder. And an Ohio man is back in custody for stalking a rock band lead singer just one whopping day after he pleaded guilty to similar charges and was released. Local authorities say Anthony Carpenter again showed up at the Murraysville home of Flyleaf singer Lacey Sturm Tuesday night before a person at the property made him leave. Last week, he pleaded guilty to 3 misdemeanor stalking and trespassing charges and was granted parole after spending 6 months in jail since his arrest. Police caught up with him again the next day and arrested him once more, and this time a judge has ordered him to remain detained. Witnesses have told officials that Carpenter has shown up at Sturm's family's property in the past and has sent her hundreds of emails and letters professing his love for her. What a weirdo.
Absolutely. Okay, stop paying for satellite Christmas music. Localize your Christmas music selection absolutely free. Just check out Pensacola Christmas Radio 94.5. Get into the holiday spirit this season while running your errands or heading to work or going to work or just hanging out with family and friends. So the bottom line is this. Whether you're into Christmas classics or soon-to-be traditional favorites, just turn the radio station to Pensacola Christmas Radio 94.5.
I'll do it.
Hey, back tomorrow at 4 with Austin. See you then.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.